"How long is it since I shut myself in here?" she asked, suddenly reviving. "It was Monday evening," I replied, "and this is Thursday night, or rather Friday morning at present." "What? Of the same week?" she exclaimed. "Only that brief time?" "Long enough to live on nothing but cold water and ill temper," observed I. "Well, it seems a weary number of hours," she muttered doubtfully. "It must be more. I remember being in the parlor after they had quarreled, and Edgar being cruelly provoking, and me running into this room desperate. As soon as ever I had barred the door, utter blackness overwhelmed me, and I fell on the floor. Before I recovered sufficiently to see and hear, it began to be dawn. And, Nelly, I'll tell you what I thought and what has kept recurring and recurring till I feared for my reason. I thought, as I lay there, with my head against that table leg and my eyes dimly discerning the grey square of the window, that I was enclosed in the oak-panelled bed at home. And my heart ached with some great grief which, just waking, I could not recollect.